yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
Okay, so the government isn't going to step forward with a multi-million dollar bailout for you, but you can do it yourself. That's what we're talking about in this series that we do with our takeaway contributor, Beth Koblenner, author of Get a Financial Life. And today, we're going to get a jump start on the DIY bailout by talking about credits on our taxes this year. Here's Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. He's touting the Obama administration's recovery package and the tax cuts that went with it on March 22nd at the White House.
The Recovery Act also provided nearly $300 billion in tax cuts and tax incentives. They're providing tax relief for 95% of working families, making it easier to buy a new home, and helping people pay for college tuition.
Okay, Beth Koblenner, I'm a working family, and I could really spend $300 billion. So let's talk to you about credits.
I bet you can.
But we also have an expert with us, Alan Dlugash, tax accountant. He's with Marks, Paneth, and Schroen, certified public accountants, and an expert in taxes. Right, Alan?
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to get the lowdown on how to get the most out of our taxes. But first, Beth, for most people, isn't it true that something like TurboTax or doing yourself your taxes yourself, doesn't that work for most people?
Absolutely. And I'm a real proponent in people, first of all, putting away the fear, because this is one that instills such fear in most people. We only have 2 weeks and one day left to do taxes. But TurboTax, Tax Cut, are worth looking at if you own a home, if you have a child, if you have a home office, if you go to school. It will prompt you. And what I like about doing it yourself, particularly if you don't have an overly complex situation, is it demystifies the process. It makes you more financially aware for future years. It clarifies your financial life, and you don't even have to add. So even if you don't know math, you can still do it yourself. But if you have a little bit more complex, you want to get a good person like Alan, who I think is fabulous. But the point is, you want to do your own bailout and get every single penny that you absolutely can get, because unlike the banks, the government is not going to write you a check. You have to do the work.
So how many more people are perhaps eligible for tax breaks this year that maybe weren't in the past?
Well, we don't have the exact number yet, but what we do know is that the refund, so far the IRS put on its site, the current refund is $3,036. That's the average refund, which is up $266 from last year, which is showing us that more people are doing the right thing and trying to look for those deductions and those credits that will benefit them.
Okay, well, let's get right into those credits and deductions. Alan, someone like myself, my taxes are too complicated to do on TurboTax, so I have to go to somebody like you. So tell me, what kind of things can the average person maybe be able to claim on their taxes in terms of a credit or a deduction?
Well, just be careful of one thing. A lot of the tax deductions and credits that people are talking about are really not deductions and credits having to do with taxes. They're really industry incentives. So the place where you go for this great information, if you're buying a new car, you'll get your stuff from the car dealer. He'll tell you the incentives for the sales tax on buying a new car and what the phase outs are. The same with energy credits. First time home buyer credits. Your real estate people know more about the home buyer credits than your accountants. And that's because these are not tax cuts. These are not tax cuts at all. They're industry incentives that Congress decided to put through the Internal Revenue Code so that they can call them tax cuts. Remember that whatever you've heard about something, whenever you're going to buy something, it's better to get your information from the industry personnel than from your tax accountant, because it's just way too much in here.
It's important also to make a really clear distinction right now. What's the difference between a credit and a deduction, right?
Right.
Okay, a credit is money in your pocket. If you get a credit, a $1,000 credit, you get $1,000 off your taxes. If you get a deduction, that means if you're in the 30% tax bracket, you only get $300 in your pocket. So
right.
You want to make sure to maximize those credits.
Well, you actually brought us a list of five credits that everybody should check to see if they qualify for these. Let's go through these five credits.
Right. Well, the first one is if you bought a home this year. There is a government incentive to get people to buy homes. And basically the way it works is for people who qualify have a certain income, but that income was raised. If you bought a home after November 2009, you might be eligible for a home buying tax credit that you might not have been. First time home buying credit. So you want to make sure to look into what the rules are for your situation. Student loan interest. A lot of people don't realize you can deduct that interest up to $2,500 on your student loans if you earn under $60,000. You can get that full $2,500. Also, there's a savers credit. Most people don't talk about this. They don't know about it. Banks don't advertise it because it's a small credit, but it can be worth a lot to somebody with a relatively low income if you earn less than $27,000 or $55,000 as a couple. you can get basically a matching program. It's a $1,000 right. government match for when you put money into an IRA. It's called the Savers Credit. Look for it.
Okay. And number four, you talked also about energy credits if they bought energy efficient appliances, but you also said you can get credit for doing volunteer work.
That's right. For example, if you use your car to deliver meals to, say, hungry people, people who need food, you can deduct the cost of your oil and gas used during the volunteer work.
And don't forget, when you reach into your pocket to help supplement the money that you've given to buy food for, in these types of situations, those costs are all deductible.
That's right. Save cash. Those receipts.
So, Alan, you tell me, what's the most common mistake you see when people bring their taxes in?
The problem is, it is very important to look at last year's tax return. But things change. Your circumstances change. Your income levels go up. Your income levels go down. You may have been excessed out of credits or deductions last year because your income was too high. It may not be the case right now. So you've got to look at your situation, but look at it brand new. You've got to be able to take a look as if it is the first time you're doing your tax return. Mm.
And that's a good point because a lot of people, as we know, lost jobs, took furloughs, had, you know, pay cuts. And so maybe in 2008, you didn't qualify for these deductions. Now with a lower income, you might. For example, the earned income credit, definitely worth looking into. Also, you get a break if you got unemployment benefits. This is from the stimulus package. In the past, all unemployment
benefits. It's going to be a lot of people this year.
A lot of people. They got unemployment and you don't pay tax up to $2,400 is tax-free of your unemployment benefits.
So it sounds to me, Beth, like if you had one thing to say to the American taxpayer before April 15th, it would be take a look at your credits. Alan, one thing you'd have to say to the average American taxpayer.
Be very careful. If there are different places, you can put a deduction on your tax return. Try all the different places. They'll give you different results.
That's good advice. Thanks so much to Alan Dlugash. He's a partner at Marks Paneth and Schron, certified public accountants here in New York. And Beth Kogbeiner, as always, takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. She is answering your questions, not just about taxes, although this is the time of year for those. She's got handy links and possible deductions for your taxes, but you can ask her any question about that at our website, thetakeaway.org. Click on blog.
She didn't mention the Ajax deduction. It's only for baby. Our family. That's right.
Right.
We had a baby in December.
That's not going to work for me.
A baby in December. That's
I
right.
could try it to claim your child as my deduction.
The Ajax. The IRS frowns on that.
Yeah.
They really, really
frown. We're
going to
be talking about credit scores next. Talk about things.
Speaking
of things people don't want to talk about, credit scores is our next topic of DIY bailout.
So we're also talking about how to make the workplace better. Today, the president hosts a forum on workplace flexibility. What's your take on all that? Joan posts to our site. It makes no sense to run workplaces today as if all responsible and conscientious workers are always available for work. In fact, this outdated assumption creates a mismatch between the workplace and the workforce. It leads to high absenteeism and attrition as workers respond to pressing family needs. Have your own story about flexibility in the workplace? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.